The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Kyle Flood. The Scarlet Knights are 1-6 in conference play and 3-7 overall. Rutgers visits Army on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on CBS Sports Network. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. Yeah, we're disappointed in the outcome of last week's game against Nebraska. They've got an excellent football team. They're playing really well right now. You know, we got it to a one-score game in the third quarter, and then we just couldn't finish it from there. This week we got a great challenge going to West Point, trying to defend the triple option with really only a week to prepare. And this late in the season, a little bit unique for us in doing this. So there'll be a lot of challenges going up there, the environment and the offense that they run for sure. Questions?
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel from ERP FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Flood. You talked about the triple option. How hard is it to cover that? Because I know Navy runs it. I know a couple other schools run a little option almost like Navy. How you get yourself, I know you only have a short week to get ready for it, so how you get yourself prepared for that?
It's very difficult. It's a great challenge, and it's a challenge that we've faced quite a few years since I've been here at Rutgers, and then even in my career before that. I've coached against Coach Monken on a few different occasions, and three different schools for him and three different schools for me. I'm pretty well versed in terms of how they play. He's a direct descendant from the Paul Johnson option family. And they do a great job. So you got to make sure you got a sound system. You got to make sure that you've got your players running to the ball, because it's not just one guy on the dive, one guy on the quarterback, one guy on the pitch. It's more involved than just that. And you got to have a system that you believe in. And I think we do. Now the challenge is executing it against a really well-coached team.
And talk about next week you take on Maryland. How you get your players from not thinking the option back to a normal style offense that Maryland's doing? How you do that?
We'll deal with that, I think, on Sunday when mm-hmm. we're in that situation. But you're right in terms of asking the question. You do have to kind of flip the switch on when you get to a week like this, and then you flip the switch back off again and get back to playing your regular defense on Sunday like we will. As I said, we've done it many times before, and we've had success doing it. And now the challenge is having success doing it this year with some new pieces in the puzzle.
Well, I hope you have a great trip to West Point.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett from ESPN.com.
Hey, Kyle. There's a chance that some 5-7 teams could get in bowls this year with maybe not enough eligible teams, and that's something that maybe could fit you guys. Just one of your thoughts on that possibility and if that's something you think is good for college football.
I don't know if it's good for college football or not. I have been told that that's a possibility. I have not really looked into it very much just because, our focus needs to be on doing our job to put ourselves in that position. Ultimately, if it comes about, it'll be a positive for the teams that get in because the positives come from the opportunity to develop your team and to continue to practice and to play another game. So it'll be a positive for those teams. Is it a positive for college football? I don't know that I can answer that question.
Yeah, and there's some talk that APR could be used. I know it's only for the top five, but do you think that's something that should be used to maybe reward some teams?
I do. I think that's a good way, I think, to go about it. If that's a statistic that we're going to place value on, then ultimately if there's a reward because you're good at it, I think that's good. I think that's as good a reasoning as any.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Chris Nowoski with DoubleGSports.com.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on? I had a question. As you said, Army presents a unique challenge. In the past, Patrick Killahan was seen as sort of the Army-Navy triple option specialist. Is there anybody this year you see seeing that role in any, schematic changes?
That's a tremendous reference right there, Chris. Yeah, and you're right. Pat Kivlehan was a really, really valuable guy. He was a valuable guy every week because he played quite a bit on special teams and sub packages, and he had a great knack for fitting into how we play the option here. We've got some guys that have some experience doing it. I think that they're going to be valuable this year. I don't know if I'm ready to put them in the Kivlan category yet, but a guy like Andre Hunt comes to mind, who helped us last year, had a sack in the game versus Navy, and really has a good feel for how he fits into our defense this week.
All right, thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question.
Coach, your team has had a bit of success in non-conference play over the last few years. I think the number is something like 10 wins in 12 games or something close to that. You know, what is it about the way that you've been able to prepare your team for non-conference games that has been so successful over recent years?
I think, you know, a lot of those games, for the most part, come early in the year. So I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, the preparation you do during training camp. You know, training camp's got to get you ready for the first game. It's also got to get you ready for the entire schedule. When you play a game later in the year like this, there is a unique aspect to it, especially with the offense that they run. So, you know, we didn't spend time during spring because this game hits later in the year, but we did spend some time in training camp making sure that we installed our option package on defense and the benefits of that this weekend.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.